阿门。
好，我们上次呢，在联合崇拜中，我们分享了《传道书》的第一章的前半部分。
In the last combined worship, we have shared the first part of Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
那么在以色列王，在以色列这个王国呢，最辉煌的时代，最有智慧的所罗门王，他经过对世人、世界和自然界的观察。
And in the time that the kingdom of Israel was in glorious era, and the most wise man, King Solomon, after he explored and also observed this world,
他作为一个旁观者，他看到了人生命的短暂，空手来到这个世界，空手离开这个世界，到头来就像是一场虚空。
As a bystander, he saw the human life is short. We come into this world empty-handed, and we also leave the world empty-handed, and everything is vanity.
那么他看到了自然界循环往复，斗转星移，川流不息，似乎也没有什么本质的变化，看上去也是令人厌烦，也是虚空。
He saw the natural world goes back and forth.The stream is endless. There's nothing essential change. Looks very boring and also empty.
后来他转念一想，既然这一切短暂和重复的，看起来都没有什么意义，所罗门就想，那我来试试看，有没有别的办法。
Later he thought about it. He said, since all these brief and also the repetition seem meaningless.Let me try and see if there's any other way.
看看在日光之下的这个世界，我可以不可以找到人生真正的意义？
Can I find a real meaning in the world under the sun?
有没有可以透过我自己的智慧和我所拥有的一切，来找到一些永恒的价值呢？
Is it possible to find some eternal value through my wisdom or all the things I have experienced?
那么所罗门王呢？按照圣经的记载呢，他是一位极其有智慧的王。
King Solomon, according to the Bible recorded, is a very wise king.
可以说是前无古人，后无来者。
There's nobody before and after.
在人世界，他的智慧可以说是达到了极点。
There's no one before and since like him, and the wisdom have reached the extreme.
而且在他的一生里面，充满了荣华富贵，历代历史许许多多的人。追求的东西他都得到了。
And in his life is full of prosper and also wealth. Many things that people try to pursue, he has obtained already.
这样一位智慧之王，那么他在人世间一切自己设定的范围之内，他想要追求的目标都实现了。
Such a wise king, within the limits set by himself in the world, all the goals he wanted to pursue has been realized.
然而，当他得到这些追求的东西后，来回反思的时候，他却发现自己一生中用各样的方法去追求人生的目的、意义，寻求那些认为有价值的东西，最后都像是不分一样。
However, after he obtained this and he rethink about it, he found that he had used various methods to pursue the meaning of life.And the things he thought were valuable, but he couldn't find them in the end. And who could not exchange what he wanted to change, he did not find what he wanted to find. And what he walked through a lifetime is a vanity and striving after me.
那么他一生走过来，一场虚空，就像是在捕风。
So it's like chasing the wind.
不过他却发有两个很重要的发现来给我们提醒。
But he has two important discoveries to remind us.
那么这位智慧王经过自己的亲身经历，他有什么发现呢
？What kind of discovery he finds through his own experience?
所以我们今天就通过这次的信息呢，我们可以看到他有两个发现。
Today we'll find his two discoveries.
第一呢，智慧王发现他自己无能。
First, he found himself incapable.
他不论思想多么的深刻，都不能逃脱劳苦愁烦的人生，都不能改变他人生的结局。
No matter how deep his thoughts are, he cannot escape the life of toil and sorrow, nor can he change the outcome of life.
第二点呢，智慧王发现他自己也很无奈。
The second point, he finds himself helpless.
他在日光之下，他曹操的智慧和他博学的知识不能让他心灵得到满足。
Under the sun, his extraordinary wisdom and knowledge could not satisfy his heart.
带给他的是更多的愁苦忧烦。
And it brings him more misery.
我们下面就来从这两个方面来看智慧王所罗门他的两方面的发现对我们有什么提醒教导。
Find through his two discoveries what kind of a reminder for us.
我们先来看第一方面，智慧王发现他自己无能。
Let's look at the first one.
是在第十二节到十五节。
The wise king finds himself incompetent.
我们先看十二到十三节，他说：“我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王，我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事。”乃至神教世人所经历的是极重的劳苦。
Verse 12 through 13, I the preacher have been king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I apply my heart to seek and to search out the wisdom. All that is done under heaven, it is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busyless.
那么传道者呢，在这里首先提醒我们，他是在耶路撒冷做过王的。以色列的王，他一切都暗示他的财富、他的地位和他的能力。
The preacher first reminded he has been the king in Israel, Jerusalem. All is hinted that he has great wealth, a great position, and power.
那么所罗门可以说是全世界最有智慧的人吗？
It is considered Solomon, King Solomon is the most gifted man in the world.
所以他定义要专心用神赐给他的智慧来做一个工具来经历他的人来经历他的人生并查究天下一切的事情。
He decided to concentrate on using the wisdom God given him as a tool to experience his life and also investigate all things in the world.
但是经过他的查究后他得到结果却是神教世人所经历的是极重的劳苦。
But after investigation, his result is God has made the world practice hard labor.
那么这句话极重的神教世人所经历的是极重的劳苦，他这句话的直译的意思是什么呢？就是说神指派世人去忙的是不愉快的工作。
And the direct translation is it is an unhappy business.That God has given man to be busyless.
也就是说，我们每个人在世上的工作各方面，这些其实神指派让我们做的，而且这些在我们本性上都是不自己是不喜悦的。
That means whatever we do, is God that asks us, and we are not happy.
也就是说，人只要在世上生存，就必蒙受神施加的这个劳苦。
That's a fact that as long as we live in this world, we must suffer from God's toil.
这是每个人无法逃避的事实。
This is a fact that nobody can escape.
但是我们要知道，这不是说神随便加在我们身上的。
But we know that it's not what God gave us randomly.
我们要知道，我们活在劳苦中的这种境况，是因为我们的罪。
We must know that this is the outcome of our sin.
所以呢，他为我们预备了救赎主。
So he prepared a savior for us.
他知道我们世人活在这个劳苦之中。
He knew that we live toil.
所以他要把我们从这个罪的权势劳苦中，要把我们救拔出来。
So he wants to deliver us from the power of sin.
所以呢，劳苦只有在耶稣基督里，我们才能够得到真正的解脱。
So only through Jesus Christ we can be delivered.
所以呢，主耶稣来到世上呢，就是教导世人。那么他说，在马太福音十一章二十八节到三十节，主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。”这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
That is why in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
所以呢，我们的救主耶稣就他来到世上，他就是来拯救我们这些有劳苦担重担的。
So Jesus Christ, is to save us and relieve us.
他明确地告诉世人，我们如果只有这每个人都应该来到他的面前来就近他，来跟随他，我们才能够成为一个真正的从劳苦中解脱的人。
He explicitly said, for us to enter rest, we must come before him.
那么这里面的劳苦是指什么呢？
What does this toil mean?
这个劳苦不是指那些我们所说的那些蓝领阶层那些繁重的体力工作，不是指这个。
The toil does not refer heavy physical work of the blue collar class.
它也不是指那些白领阶层那些很艰辛的每天的那些脑力的劳动。
No, it means hard, mental work of the white collar class.
那这个劳苦其实是指我们人不能靠自己明白，我们也不能改变生命中我们发生的那些事情。
It refers to things that we can never understand or change in our life.
也就是说，这种没有永恒，只有短暂的人世界的一切。他看了以后就觉得人就是这样，为着日光之下的欲望忙忙碌碌。
That means all short-lived things without eternity. So after he investigates, people are busy, so busy for their desires under the sun.
那么人世间所有的一切，若没有考虑到神在其中，那么就没有永恒的价值。
There is no eternal.In the world, if without considering God.
所以呢，在这种情况下，如果你没有建立与神的一个正确的关系，那么你在有限的今生再忙碌、再努力，你最后得到的只是极重的劳苦。
So in this situation, if you don't have a relation with God in your finite life, no matter how busy, how hard you work, all you get is hard labor.
因为你在每日的劳苦中，你的生命得不到真正的在神里面最终的这种安息。
Because you cannot the final rest in God if you it's meaningless.
所以呢，这样的人生其实是没有意义的。
So that's a meaningless life.
所以呢，在这种情况下，那么这位智慧王他继续说，这是四节。他说：“我见日光之下所做的一切都是虚空，都是部分。”
That is why Solomon continues, "I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and the striving after wind."
所以呢，日光之下所做的一切事，就是人在这个世界上所做的，不把神包含在里面的所有的事情。
Everything that is done under the sun.That means the people, what people do in the world, and not including God.
所以这位智慧王他就看到这些都是短暂的，都是虚空，都像是部分。
All these things are short, and they are empty, and also catching the wind.
所以捕风的本意就是想把风抓在手里。
Capture the wind means to hold the wind.
所以我们知道这是绝对不可能的事情。
We know that it's impossible.
意思就是你不能得到的东西，你再努力也得不到，再努力也是徒劳无功。
What you are incapable to get, you can't get it no matter how hard you try.
如果你在繁忙中，我们真的是安静下一段时间来好好想一想，我们诚实的可以问一问我们自己。
If you think about it quietly while you are busy in your schedule, you ask yourself honestly.
那么我们问一下自己，你经过很大的努力，费了很多的功夫，你到底最后要得到什么？
What you want finally to get after a After great effort and also you spend many time.
你有没有觉得我得到这个东西或者我想要的那个什么，那么我就停止了，我就不再想要任何东西了。
Have you ever thought of that after you achieve this, I will think of doing this anymore?
所以我们人都不会这样子。
And nobody is thinking that.
我们得到这个，我们还想得到下一个。
So once we achieve something, we want to achieve more.
所以没有一个东西能够满足我们的处境。
And nothing can satisfy our desire.
但是随着这些一切，你可能得到的一些短暂的、今世的成就。
And there may be some short-term achievements.
但是这些成就呢，又不能带到永恒去。
But these achievements cannot be bring.
因为我们每个人总有一天会离开这个世界。
Because one day we are to leave this world.
那么这些成就短暂的东西，对我们在永恒中到底有什么意义呢
？So these short-term achievements for our eternity, what's the meaning?
那么第十五节所罗门就接着说，他说：“弯曲的不能变直。”缺少的不能组数。
Verse 15. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be counted.
也就是所罗门用他的智慧跟他的知识来追求，来查看世上所有的这一切事。
That means Solomon used the knowledge from the book and tried to resolve the confusion in life.
他看到了书本的知识不能解决人生中所有的困惑。
He saw that wisdom.Cannot resolve anything.
用你的智慧，你不一定能改变什么东西。
With your knowledge, you cannot change anything.
就像他这里说的，如果一件事情是神使它弯曲的，你不可能把它最后人把它弄直了。
If a thing is bended by God, you cannot make it straight.
因为你绝对胜不过那位使它弯曲的主宰整个宇宙的造物主，我们的神。
Because you are absolutely no match for the God who made the made it bad.
那么这位智慧王从他的观察，他看到了，不是说我努力我就一定能够改变什么。
So the king realized through his observation, you cannot change something if you just say you try.
也不是说我有智慧我就一定可以做到什么事情。
We can do anything if I have wisdom.
其实我们从我们的生命的成长过程中，我们也可以发现。
Actually, we can also learn from what we find throughout our life.
我们每个人都应该承认这个事实。
We all should admit this fact.
我们从年轻的时候，我们刚从大学毕业，我们都很胸怀大志。
While we were young, we graduated from colleges. We were very ambitious.
那时候我们很可能会觉得，哎，只要我努力，只要我肯做，什么事情我都可以做成。
We probably thought if we want working hard, we can achieve anything.
但是随着年纪的增长，人终于会承认一件事情。
But with your age grow up, you realize one thing: there's something we cannot accomplish.
这个世界有好多的事情，我们根本就做不到。
There are many things, in fact, we cannot achieve.
我们经常只能是说我已经尽力了，哎，结果未必朝着那个方向真的能够实现。
And we always say, we tried, but the result may not be toward the goal of our work.
那记得在这个小学的时候，老师就总讲过一句话，他说成功是99%的努力，再加上1%的机会。
I realize that my teacher used to say one thing, that success is 99% of hard work plus not 1% of opportunity.
所以听上去好像是我们只要努力再努力，就是大半，就是很大的可能我们是一定会能够达到我们要得的东西。
It appears that if you work hard,And you will have a great chance to success.
似乎觉得那1%不是什么事情。
So the 1% may not be something subtle.
但是呢，随着我们年龄的长大，我们会发现呢，那个1%的机会，可能影响力真的是不只是我们想象的那1%。
When our age grows, we'll find that the opportunity of 1%.Has impact us much more.
所谓我们人说的那种机会，其实可能对我们影响非常非常大。
So the 1% has much big impact.
因为那个机会不是你我掌握的，那是在神的手中。
It's something we cannot control.
一个人不努力，他一定不会成功。
If one does not work hard, definitely he will not succeed.
但是一个人如果努力了，你也不一定成功。
Even when that guy work hard, he may not be successful.
因为所谓的机会的那一部分都是在不是人的掌握之中，是神的掌握。
Because the so-called opportunity is not controlled by man, it's controlled by God.
其实我们每个人都会经历到，我们今天谁也不能说是我明天一定会知道什么会发生。
So everybody knows that we cannot control tomorrow.
人通常以为人年纪大了就可能会离开这个世界。
Many people used to think that only the aged people can will die.
然而圣经告诉我们，生有时，死有时，不是人由年龄决定，是由神决定。
But Bible tells us life and death is not determined by our age.
有很多东西是人不能掌握住的。
Many things that man cannot control.
是神在掌管，且不是人能掌管。
It's God who holds everything.
在商业界，有的人潮起潮落，摆顺利的时候，一天就能赚想许许多多的钱，但是有时候一夜之间，他可能就会破产。
In business, many people are experienced up and downs. Sometimes they can make a lot of money in one day.Sometimes they can go bankruptcy within one day.
那么前几周可能大家听到过这样的这个新闻。
A few days ago, maybe you have heard the news.
就是那个关于 FTX 破产的这个消息。
That's the news about FTX filed bankruptcy.
那么这家成立仅仅三年的公司，它估价已经达到$320 billion。
It's a company that doing the bitcoins. This has a value of $32 billion in just 3 years.
所以呢，它是我们知道它这是一家就是我们说的那个加密货币公司。
So it's a cryptocurrency company.
然后就是这么一家，我们看上去320亿这一家公司，短短的10天中它就倒闭了。
So the company which has more than $32 billion closed down in just 10 days.
所以呢，其创始人呢，那个叫 SBF 的那个，他身价可能在100亿元以上。
So its founder called SBF, he may be worth tens of billions.
但是在数日之内，他的身价就消失的精光。
And his money disappears in a few days.
而且据说他个人也可能有这个坐监狱的可能。
And also, it's likely that he will be sent to prison.
那我们在现在的美国呢，我们也看到一些大型的媒体公司。
And we also seeing in the U.S. there are some large media companies.
那么他们随便禁闭和取消他们不想让世人知道的那些不好的事情。
They deliberately block or cancel the some fact that they don't.
所以以为他们可以任意的隐藏下去。
They think they can They can hide the fact.
但是呢，箴言26:27其实告诉我们，是挖陷坑的人自己必掉在其中，滚石头的石头必反滚在他的身上。
Proverbs 26:27 tells us, whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and the stone will come back on him to start in rolling.
那么这几天大家可能也听到一些很大的事情发生。
Maybe you heard a big event happened these days.
哎，就是这个伊朗马斯克，他收购了推特。
So that Elon Musk has acquired Twitter.
他还改组了所有这些管理的机构团队。
So he has the management team reorganized.
那么他把推特过去这几年中隐藏的那些、掩盖的那些事实，要大白于天下。
And he revealed to the world the evil things that Twitter has done in the past few years.
可能做这些事的人过去他们从来都没想到这些事情会发生。
So the people who did this may not realize that one day this will be exposed.
但是任何的恶行一定会有一天会暴露出来。
But surely the evil cannot be hidden.
不管是谁，你也不能掌握控制这些。
No matter whom you are, you don't control.
在一定时候，神一定会有奇妙的作为。
By certain time, God will have it done.
所以呢，你看见在人世界有太多的东西是不能掌控的。
So in the human world, there are too many things that man cannot handle.
所以在这个情况之下呢，智慧王他说，一些事情你没有办法改变，你不能是直的，是弯的变直，也不能是缺少的足数。
That's why the wise king said, there are things you cannot change.You cannot straighten up what is crooked.
因为人的能力跟人的智慧实在是太有限了。
Because people's ability and wisdom are finite.
但神是无限。
God is infinite.
神可以改变一切。
He can change everything.
因为他的能力、他的智慧、他的全能是无限的。
Because his power, his ability is infinite.
所以呢，我们基督徒呢，常常会说一句话。
So many Christians say one word.
我们很少听过基督徒说，哎，我明天或者哪天我一定能够做成一件什么事情。
We sometimes listen to Christians say, tomorrow, we definitely will do something.
我们往往会听见基督徒是说，如果主愿意，我就可以做这件事，或者做那件事。
We often heard that if Lord please.We can do this or accomplish.
因为太多的事情不在我们的掌握之中。
Because too many things are not controlled in our hands.
那么前两天呢，我也看了一个纪录片，名字叫《突然死亡》。
A few days ago, I saw a documentary movie. It's called Sudden Death.
那么可能有的弟兄姐妹也看到了。
Maybe many other brothers and sisters have.
那么里面他就记录了过去两年中有许多人就是因为同样的原因突然倒地死亡。
It's recorded in the last 2 years, many people died of the same cause.
二，他们检查的结果都是动脉血管的堵塞。
And the result, the cause of this is blocking.
那这里面有什么隐藏的秘密？我想你。后面可能会随着时间的推移，大家一定会都能够看到。
Maybe the what happens really will be revealed to us sometime.
但是这些人是因为他们都没有想到他们会有这样的结局。
These people never saw what
happened. 对，其实谁也不知道。
Nobody know what will happen to them.
那么有一位丈夫呢，领着他从这个癌症中康复中的妻子去进行复查。
So there once a wife, she has a husband. He has a wife that recovered from cancer.
他就问大夫说，哎，他妻子的情况以后会怎么样
？He went to the doctor and to re-exam. He asked the doctor the situation of the wife.
这个医生也很诚实，就告诉说。今天看起来他是一个得过癌症的人，你没有。
The doctor is honest and say today she looks like someone who has had a cancer and you don't have.
看起来他现在的状况好像不如你和我。
Looks like her situation is not as good as me and you.
谁知道明天你我会怎么样
？But who knows what happened tomorrow?
其实医生也是一样，他只能做他能做的。
Same true is for the doctor. He can only do what he could do.
可是，是不是医生所做的一切就能产生他们要的那个结果呢
？But even what he does, will this produce the good result he expected?
我们不知道。所以，我们基督徒，我们也为生病的弟兄姐妹祷告，我们也为医生为这些疗效来祷告。
That is why we pray. Pray for the patient, also pray for the doctor.
因为能够达到最好的效果，都在神的手里。
Because it's controlled in God's hand.
所以呢，如果没有依靠神，不依靠神的，看不到神的作为的人，在这种情况下，他就给人一种日光之下虚空的感觉。
So without God, it will give an empty under the sun.
因为好多事情是自己他们做不能改变的，是自己抓不住的，像捕风一样。
Because you cannot grab anything that is not changeable, just like a captured wind.
所以呢，我们人在生命中，那么有很多问题我们是不能解决的。
So in our life, there are many things we cannot handle ourselves.
但是我们神的儿女，我们一切的，我们知道都在神的手里。
But as children of God, we understand that this is controlled by God.
我们知道尽我们的本分。
And we are to have our responsibility.
我们来顺服神，来起初神，来让神来帮助我们，来成就我们所要达到的讨他的喜悦。
So we obey God and also pray to God to accomplish what His purpose.
那么这位智慧王发现自己对好多事情无能以后，他也再思想，他再进行这种的考察，他就发现自己不但无能，其实也无奈。
So the wise king, after he realized he's incapable of doing things, he also realized he's helpless.
那么这就是我们第二方面跟大家分享的，在16到18节，我们再来看智慧王他看到一些什么的无奈。
That's what we're gonna share for verse 16 through 18.
那么在16节，他说：“我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事。”
Verse 16, I said in my heart, I have acquired great wisdom.Surpassing all who were over Jerusalem before me, and my heart has had great experience of wisdom and knowledge.
那这里面的心理议论就是心理深入思考，深深的思考。
The word said in my heart, that means he's thinking deeply within his heart.
所罗门王确实他是有大智慧。
King Solomon indeed has great wisdom.
他说自己比耶路撒冷的众人都有智慧。
And he says he has great wisdom surpassing a lot of people over Jerusalem.
他也亲身经历了很多智慧和知识的事情。
And he had experience of wisdom and knowledge.
那么这里面的知识呢，其实应该包含两方面的意思。
The knowledge here contains two things.
首先是知道一件事，或者知道去哪里找这些信息。
The first, that means knowing something or know how to find it.
那么其次呢，这个知识呢，也有意思，就是能够懂得如何来分辨他要的、不要的。
The second one is to understand what to discern of what he need or he what he does not want.
那什么叫智慧呢？我们平常所讲的智慧是什么意思呢
？And what does that mean by wisdom?
其实智慧就是你能够运用你所知道的、得到那些知识的能力和方法，就是你的智慧。
The wisdom actually is the ability and method of using your knowledge.
所以呢，所罗门他真是一位蛮有智慧的王。
So Solomon is indeed a wise king of full knowledge.
那么他用神赐他的智慧，他写了箴言300句。
He has overwritten Proverbs 3,000.
他也写了大差不多11,500首诗歌。
He also composed 1,005 poems.
那么圣经也告诉我们，他也精通植物和动物。
And the Bible tells us he is proficient in plants and animals.
那么在列王记上4:30说，所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧。
The first king, chapter 4, verse 30 says, so that Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the caste of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt.
因为我们常常说，哎，东方人跟这个埃及人，他们真的是有超常的智慧，好像。
Because often East and Egypt people are considered as one.
那么圣经上说，所罗门超过这些一切。
But the Bible tells us Solomon exceeded these things.
可见他的智慧真的是我们人真的难以想象。
So his wisdom is more than we can think about it.
所罗门用他的智慧断案，远近闻名。
So he's famous of judging cases using God's wisdom.
那么当时呢，在当时的四巴女王，她来到这个耶路撒冷朝见所罗门。
There was the queen of Sheba who visited Jerusalem to see Solomon.
那么她见了所罗门之后，她非常的吃惊。
She was surprised when he talked to Solomon.
所以她说她以前不相信人们传说所罗门有这么大的智慧。
Originally, she doesn't believe what people told her that Solomon has great wisdom.
所以她亲眼见了以后，她才觉得她听说的还不到一半。
So only after seeing him with her own eye, so she realized she had heard less than half of what he actually heard.
所以这里所罗门完全他有资格来讲他自己是一位蛮有智慧和知识的一位君王。
So Solomon is right in saying that he's a man of great wisdom and knowledge.
他用智慧察觉了好多的事情。
So he has invented many things using wisdom.
但是大有智慧的所罗门又怎么样了呢？
But even about Solomon with great wisdom, what was that?
那十七节告诉我们，他说我又专心查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧，乃知这些是毒粪。
Verse 17, and I apply my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also.But striving after wind.
那么这位智慧王呢？虽然这么有智慧，但是他经过专心查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧，最后得出的结论却是他们都是毒粪。
So we see this wise king, though he's full of wisdom, but after applying this, his conclusion is, it is striving after wind.
那这里呢？所罗门他故意是把狂妄跟愚昧这两种人的生命特质，他们本来是跟智慧是对立。
So Solomon used two human characteristics, madness and folly. They supposed to be in contrary of wisdom.
所罗门把他们放在一起，表示他们其实就属于一个整体。
Solomon put this together, that means the whole thing.
只是呢，智慧是最高贵的。
And the wisdom actually the noblest.
哦，狂妄和愚昧那是最低劣的。
But madness and folly are the worst.
所以高低之间没有什么最终的区别。
So there's no difference in the noblest and the worst.
如果这些不同生命特质的人都是在追求日光之下那些短暂的事情，不管他们是智慧、愚妄还是这个狂妄还是愚昧，结果都是一样，都是毒粪。
So if people with these different life characteristics all pursuing the short-lived things under the sun, it doesn't really matter if you are wisdom or you are madness or folly. The result is the same.
因为他们最终都不能使他们的内心得到满足，不管用高贵的方法，还用低劣的方法。
Because whether you use the noblest method or using the worst method, it will not satisfy your needs.
那么为什么智慧也不能满足呢？
Why the wisdom cannot satisfy people?
那么十八节所罗门就给我们这个答案，他说因为多有智慧就多有愁烦，加增知识的就加增忧伤。
That's what verse 18 tells. For in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increase knowledge increase sorrows.
所以这位智慧王呢，用他的智慧和知识来想来解决日光之下这些种种的问题。
So the wise king used his wisdom and knowledge try to resolve things under the sun, and he cannot accomplish.
但是他最后发现了，他不但办不到，而且加增了自己的愁苦，使自己陷入一种忧伤的无奈之中。
And he finds himself not only able to resolve, but also increase his own sorrow, and he has felt a feeling of helpless.
这里才让我们看到，人若想用我们的理性来解决我们生命的问题，我们只能会把问题放得更大。
So he let us know, if man wants to use rationalism to solve the human problem, he can only make the problem bigger.
所以呢，只要我们的人生观还被局限在这个日光之下
，If our life view is still limited under the sun，
多么有智慧的人也只能会看清人生的虚空，却找不到自己的出路。
So the people with much wisdom can only see the emptiness of human life and cannot find the solution。
所以他要得出结论就是多就是。所以他在这叫，所以就多有愁烦，痛苦越深。
So it ends up with more sorrows and more pain.
而知识越多，他看到困惑也就越多。
And much knowledge, it also means more confusion.
所以呢，也会加增他自己的忧伤。
That is why increase his sorrow.
相反的，正是那些无知者无畏，没有知识就没有伤害。
In the contrary, for the ignorant, they are fearless, and without knowledge, so there's no harm.
正如一位古希腊哲学家，他曾经这样说过。
That just as an ancient Greek philosopher.
他说，若是无法解除身体上的疾病，医学可谓毫无益处。
Medical is useless if you cannot cure physical ailment.
若是无法除去心灵上的苦难，哲学也是毫无用处。
Similarly, a philosophy is useless if it cannot cure spiritual suffering.
但是我们基督徒都知道的。
But all our Christians know.
那么敬畏耶和华才是智慧的开端。
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
所以圣经上说，我们一切的好处都不在他以外。
So all the goodness is not apart from him.
所以呢，我们做一切，我们的益处不是你自己赚来得来的，那是神所赐予的。
So all the goodness is not what we have worked out, but it's the blessing from God.
而且只有认识神的人才会有这样的感受，才会把恩典归，才会把感恩归给神。
And only those who belong to God have such understanding, and we all give glory to God.
而不认识神的人就觉得他们做一切都是自己得到的，所以他们一生中其实都是在劳苦愁烦之中。
So those who are not Christians, they think that they have done everything themselves. So what they realize is all the toys in their life.
所以你自己认为你自己如果很有能力或者智慧。
So if you think yourself full of wisdom and ability.
但是呢，当你观察到世界的一些不合理的一些现象或者不公正的一些现象的时候，你却无法改变它，那么你的愁苦就一定会更多。
So when you observe in the world, there are some unreasonable phenomena and some abnormal things, and you cannot change it, and your sorrow actually increases.
其实增加知识也是一样的。
And increasing knowledge is the same.
如果我们对某一件事情什么也不知道，也不会的时候，不管这件事怎么讲，不管这件事怎么样，我们也不会有什么样的忧伤。
If I don't know anything,And I don't know how to do it. No matter what outcome, I will not have any harm to me.
因为你不知道这件事情，你也不会，你也不知道为什么忧伤。
And because you don't know it, therefore you will not be sorrowful.
可是呢，当我们对这件事情有了一定的认识，积累了一些知识以后，我们还是搞不懂。
But when we have some knowledge and we have gained some understanding, and we still don't understand.
其实在这种情况下，我们才会真正的感觉到，我们真的是很难受、很困惑。
And only in this situation we become sorrowful.
我们常常说，知识就是力量。
We often say that knowledge is power.
知识在一定程度上是能够带来力量。
In some times, knowledge does bring power.
但是呢，显然知识不一定能够。一定能够达到我们需要那个目的之时候那个力量。
Clearly, knowledge is not a power that always achieves its goal.
但是呢，如果你有了知识，你又做不到，那么你的忧伤、你的感受就会更多。
So when you have knowledge but you cannot do it, wouldn't your sorrow increase more?
其实所罗门所经历的这些忧伤、无奈，我们也常常经历，可能我们也正在经历。
Actually, the sorrow and helpless feeling that Solomon experienced, we often experience too.
但是感谢神，我们今天我们已经有了耶稣基督，有了我们的救主，给我们赐下救恩，赐下喜悦。
We thank God, we have Jesus Christ to give us salvation and also give the Son of God to us.
我们知道我们有了我们唯一的依靠。
And we know what we come for.
我们。现在呢，看到而当下的美国正在越来越远离神。
We know that the current American is departing from God.
那么这是所有的基督徒真的是一个共同的看见。
And this is the seeing from Christians.
那么我们也看到了主流媒体的宣扬，公立学校的教育。
We can see that the propaganda of the mainstream media and also education in the public schools.
那么他们都是在鼓吹随意堕胎、任意变性。
They are advocating random abortion, sex changes.
接受 LGBTQ 等各样性别的认同。
Accepting of LGBTQ and other gender identities.
那同性恋婚姻合法化、取消文化等等这些，其实这些都是违背圣经的行为。
And also same-sex marriage, and the cancellation of cultural rituals.
那么都是在背离神。
And these are all factors that violate the Bible.
那我们在座的孩子们，还有我们的父母，有做父母的。
The children in our midst and also the parents.
我们看见我们周围发生这些事情，我们对这些正在发生，我们好像觉得真的无助也无奈。
It seems that with these things happening, we are helpless.
我们自己做什么，可能改变不了这些事情的这样进行。
We may not be able to change anything.
但是我们个人改变不了，但是我们知道我们有一位高过一切的神。
But we know that even ourselves cannot do anything. Our God is surpassing of all.
这是我们作为神的儿女，我们所以我们只能做我们该当尽的本分。
So as children of God, we are to fulfill our responsibility.
所以呢，我们做父母亲的，我们要常常结合圣经来教导我们的儿女。
As parents, we should teach our children of what the Bible teaching.
来告诉他们前面讲的这些的事情为什么是错误的，它错在哪里。
So we teach our children the things we taught, where it went wrong.
它违背了圣经的哪些的教导。
Where did it violate the Bible principle?
我们也要为他们常常的来祷告。
We also pray for them.
那么帮助我们的孩子们，让他们辨别是非善恶，不与世俗为伍。
To help our children to discern what is right and what is evil, and we not associate with this world.
那么这里面呢，我们的孩子呢，你们也要非常的注意。
So as children, you need to be careful too.
如果学校的教育与圣经、与你的牧师、你的主日学的老师，而你的基督徒的父母亲所教导的不一样，那你一定要非常的小心。
So you need to be careful if the teaching from school is different from what the Bible and also different from what the pastor teaches and your Sunday school teaches, church and your Christian parents.
孩子们，如果你们能感觉到这些不一样，你们要千万不要轻易的接受。
So don't accept easily if you realize this difference.
我们单靠自己，其实我们真的做不了什么。
If we rely on ourselves, we cannot do anything.
但是我们的神大过一切。
But we know our God is greater.
我们能做的就是尽我们的本分，听从神的话语，我们把结果交给神。
All we need to do is to fulfill our responsibility, and we obey God's command and give the result to God.
我们相信神的公义，相信神的大能，相信神他在一定他所定的时间，他就会成就他所要成就的事情。
We believe God's righteousness. We also believe His almighty power, and at certain time He accomplish what He want to accomplish.
那弟兄姐妹们，今天的信息我们看到
，Oh brothers and sisters, from today's message we see，
这位人类历史上最有智慧的君王
，So the wise king in human history，
他经过自己一生的经历和考察
，After his life experience and also in his investigation，
他发现自己对人生的把握和日光之下发生的事实在是无能，也感到自己伤感无奈。
So he found that he was incapable of grasping life, and this made him feeling sad and helpless.
那么为什么他会有这样的感受呢
？Why is he having this feeling?
因为即使是所罗门，他大有智慧，但是知道他的智慧也是神赐给他的。
Because even Solomon has great wisdom, and his wisdom is actually given by God.
所以也是有限的。
And his wisdom is finite.
而且只有在神的指导下来使用这些智慧知识， 并不能成为人解决问题的这些真正的药方。
And it can only be used under God's provision, and it cannot independently become a prescription for solving the life difficulties.
所以呢，没有神，若是没有神，再大的智慧也无法使人掌握自己的人生。
If there is no God, no matter how great wisdom is, it will not be able to enable people to control life.
反而会成了痛苦的重担。
Rather, it will become a painful burden.
这并不是因为说智慧而它出了问题。
It doesn't say that its wisdom has the problem.
而是我们人出了问题。
But it's because humans have.
因为我们人是有限有罪的。
Because men are finite, are sinful.
因此呢，神赐给人智慧，主要是为了让我们能看到我们自身的问题。
So God gave wisdom to people so that man can see his own problem.
那么我们在神面前，我们人能提出问题，比解决问题更加的重要。
So in front of God, the fact that man can raise question is better than solving the problem.
因为我们提出问题告诉神，我们只看着神的教导，看神来帮助我们，带领我们怎么样来解决。
So if we raise questions, we give the solution, we give the wisdom, we seeking for God's wisdom to solve.
所以呢，如果人能够运用神所赐的智慧来解决一切问题的话，我们人也就不需要神了。
But if man, account to himself and believe that by his wisdom he can resolve everything, then he would not need God anymore.
所以呢，承认我们自己的无能无奈，比装作若无其事我们更有指望。
Therefore, admitting that you are incapable and helpless is more hopeful than pretending to be indifferent.
因为我们只有这样，我们人才有可能回转，仰望神，归向神，依靠神。
Because only in this way, which would make it possible for people to turn and look up to God and return to God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们生命中都会经历这位智慧君王给我们的看见。
Dear brothers and sisters, in our life, we all experience what King Solomon showed us.
我们在我们的家庭中、工作中、生活各个方面，我们都会经历到自己的无能。
So we often we can experience our incapability in our life, in our family.
我们当然也会面对我们各种的无奈。
Of course, we feel helpless.
但是呢，我们要记住神给我们、神给所有他儿女的应许。
But we must remember the promise that God has given all of us.
就是腓立比书四章六到七节给我们的应许。
That is a promise described in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
他告诉我们应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ.
我们来祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们一起来到你面前，我们献上我们的感恩赞美。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give our thanks and our praises.
主，感谢你透过所罗门王，透过他的话语，他写在圣经中告诉我们，主，我们真的是很的无能，也是无奈。
By studying your word from the teaching of Solomon, we know in our life how incapable and also helpless we are.
我们在这个罪恶的世界中，我们会经历很多我们不能做的事情。
In this sinful world, we'll experience many things we could not do.
我们会感到无能，也会感到无奈。
And we can feel incapable and helpless.
但是主，你让我们看见，主，我们的盼望是在耶稣基督里。
But Lord also show us our hope is in you.
让我们真的成为一个敬畏你的神你的儿女。
that we become a true believer that will be obedient to you.
主让我们单单的来跟随主，来遵行主你在圣经中教导我
们。May we follow your teaching alone.
主不是看我们有多大的能力，我们有多大的本事，让我们看我们真正能够怎么样更好的来跟随主，来顺服主。
Not by what we have and our ability, but on our willingness to follow you.
把我们一切的无奈，我们一切的真是我们心中的无能，都能够交托在主你的手中。
So we commit all our incapability and our helpless to your hand.
让我们真的是知道我们所相信的神是大而可畏的神。
So that we know that the God we trust is powerful.
是慈爱怜悯的神。
And that he is a God of mercy and love.
你体恤我们的软弱。
You know our weakness.
你体恤我们生命中所经历的一切难处。
You know how hard in our life.
主，就让我们把这一切交托在你的手中。
May we commit all this into your hand.
主，也让我们相信你必然会靠在你的恩典，你引领我们走出各样的困境、各样的无奈。
And believe that you can lead us to go out from these difficulties when we commit ourselves into.
你必然让我们看到主，你是奇妙大能，让我们看到你奇妙的作为。
And you let us know that you are a wonderful God with great ability.
让我们知道我们一切的好处都不在你以外。
And knowing that all the goodness is not apart from you.
常怀感恩喜乐的心来到你的面前来跟随。
So we come into your presence with a thankful heart.
这个祷告祈求奉耶稣基督祷告的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.